the back of the football bus. All the lads are wearing shorts and shin pants, talking about the game they're gonna win this afternoon. And all this display of masculinity, well, it's making me feel a bit nauseous. So I close my eyes and I pray it'll be over soon. Now I have never functioned well at a competitive sport. I just can't find the fun. And besides, I'm far too paranoid about the way I look when I run. So I simply comb in my hair, trying my hardest not to stare. But it's getting cold now, and we're so close.
I love that artist. He's from London and is named Matt Fischel. Last year, he released a stellar CD called Not Thinking Straight, and from it is the track Football Song. I'm J.D. Doyle, and welcome back to my show, and this is part two of Teen View, Music of LGBT Youth. I want to get next to two tracks by Chris Riffle. He has several very good CDs, but I'm partial to his first one called The Sun Is Up from 2003. He wrote these when he was about 20, as he looked back at his much younger years. I picked the song Fifth Grade and Wonder Boy.
Was I just a girl to you, or did you really want to do everything we did that night? I put your arms around me tight, and I still got your number now. But can we reconnect somehow? Could you just admit the past, that you could love a boy at last, like you loved me in the fifth grade? How? Late at night, you'd lie on top of me sometimes, make me forget it all I felt. What am I to think that meant? And all the time that we both spent playing games young lovers do, I just wanna be with you. Like when you loved me in the first grade. I know you meant it's not okay. Why then did you kiss my cheek? Make my arms and knees feel weak. Are you just scared of what they'll think? Or is there some internal link? Breaking at the thought of you calling me your boyfriend too. Doesn't mean you won't have kids, and mom and dad won't get their bits on what to call your little ones. And this is your idea of fun. Well, I can still have all those things and everything the family brings. But I can't love a girl like you. I hope that you still want me too. Like when you loved me in the fifth grade. How? The fifth grade. How? The fifth grade.
So strange, but you make me feel so great. I don't know what's up. This time my luck will change.
perhaps a bit too clever. After Chris Riffle's Wonder Boy, I played Boy Wonder by the band Cellar Door, and also another track by them, New Boy. The songs are from the 2004 CD L'Esprit de l'Escalier. That's a French expression I love, translated literally as Spirit of the Staircase, but it means thinking of the right comeback too late, like after you've already left the room and are down the stairs. We've all done that. That band is out of Chicago, and so is this next artist, Scott Free, who I much respect. His music says a lot of things that just need said, and you'll see what I mean when you hear Like a Girl from his 2008 CD, The Pink Album, and perhaps harder to listen to, the brutally honest Another Day of Cruelty from his 2004 release, They Call Me Mr. Free.
Like a girl in the fire, and they chased me, tripping, laughing, 'cause I ran like a girl. Like a girl to cover up the bruises I would make up on my face, like a girl.
After school, they wait for you after classes, smash your glasses in 18 pieces, rub your face in dog pieces, spit food in your face in the cafeteria, fill your milk with ammonia so you're choking, the whole crowd goes in hysteria. In the hall, they whistle at you, throw kisses at you, proposition you, push you into the bathroom and piss on you. In the classroom, they leave thumbtacks at your chair on the seat, trip you, then drag you down the stairs by your feet, hang you upside down on the fence over by the soccer field, drag you naked from a speeding automobile, and all because you're queer. That's right, queer. You heard the magic word, as if an adult, crumbling and fair. They assure you you're not a pervert, and you can be cured. Well, if that doesn't work, they prefer to keep it all blurred. They say you must be questioning or confused, while they keep pestering that it's gotta be something to choose, and the pressure gets festering till you can't stand it, you lit a fuse, while they desperately find someone, anyone to accuse.
confused, like it's an abnormality or happened accidentally. Think you can't think intellectually, have the mentality to understand sexuality, have the capacity or tenacity to think independently. But here's my advice, take it literally.
Just run away to the hobby-built school, and you never have to take another day of the cool G.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see the face again.
Just run away to the hobby-built school, and you never have to take another day of the cool G.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna say them, sue every last one of them. Okay, so you try to go talk to the principal. You know the invisible man, the one that's only doing his job, that says you're the problem. The phone is live with this platoon and the car cop for our brain. On the bottom outside, wait till the bottom of your remains, make a kebab of your cranium. You tell him you documented every time you were bashed. He looks at the papers, takes the folder, and throws it in the trash. He says it's time for you to go, and why did you come here? But sir, I can't leave now, they'll throw me in the garbage dumpster. He says he's sick of hearing you rag, and if you didn't act like a fag, well then you wouldn't get beat up so much.
You say I'm touched, and thank you very much. I'm sure if I'm surrounded, you'll be there in the clutch, but I don't know if you noticed, but the crowd's getting restless below, and do you mind if I exit through your window? I'll take the fire escape down and run for cover before they discover me and start chasing.
I can make it to the bus and hide behind the wheel casing.
Just run away to the hobby-built school, and you never have to take another day of the cool G.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see the face again.
Just run away to the hobby-built school, and you never have to take another day of the cool G.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them.
So they catch you one day, pin you to the wall, beat you within an inch of your life, carve the wood faggot into your stomach with a pocket knife.
Go to the counselor and show him the gashes. His solution is to put you in special ed classes. So you go to the police, tell them everything that's been happening. You lift up your shirt, show them the scar, they start laughing. They won't make an arrest because it's too much paperwork. You say thanks a lot if you're a safer jerk. So you finally find a teacher who's willing to assist you. Tell the kid boycott the class, say he must be a sissy too. And they transfer you from school to school, and all the administrators to talk about his immunity values.
Just run away to the hobby-built school, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
To the bugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place, and you'll never see the face again.
Just run away to the hobby-built school, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
To the bugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them.
Just run away to the hobby-built school, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
To the bugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place, and you'll never see the face again.
Just run away to the hobby-built school, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them.
That's right, sue the teachers, the principals, the administrators, the school district, the police, sue the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the dean, sue them all, make them pay.
Things ain't been the same since my mom passed away. I just wanna go away. I just wanna go.
The name's Nicholas, named after my dad, but I get ridiculed and called names like Bag and Homo. My real friends call me Nikki. I'm an only child born in the Twin City, living with my biological pops. Is it pretty? He agrees with the bullies at the school out to get me. It's cool though. One day I'll run and hide, and never to return to the place I reside. Until then, I have to settle with the disguise, hiding who I really am from my father's eyes. Sexually confused is what they label me, telling me all types of diseases from A to Z are deadly, and playing these medleys over and over, singing the same washed up song, trying to go sober. Deep in the shadows, I search for some type of deity and escape to a place where there's a freedom.
I just close my eyes and pray to God, wishing away fear, cause life's so hard, and I'm tired of being told of what I don't need. But the question is, who you really want me to be? So I keep on faking, I keep on crying, I keep on cutting, I keep on dying, I keep on faking, I keep on crying, but I hear a voice saying keep on.
Now back to the bullies,
the bullies.
They hope and wish they could be gangster.
Gangster.
This burden's like an anchor, roasting me at lunchtime, having a fun time, kicking gay jokes and all until the sun rise. Funny, ain't it? You feel better?
I say
with a smirk as I'm putting on my sweater. I walk by, one sticks his foot out, the trip me, it clipped me. I fell so hard, it made my lip bleed. They grabbed my ankles and dragged me to the restroom, emptied out my book bag, yelling out, F you, welcome to your funeral. Smacked me with minerals that came from an old corroded out of order urinal.
stripped me naked. They were foul and ornery, forced me in a corner and began pissing on me. Spit on me, then left. I know Jesus wept. I stayed in the corner bawling, all I see is death.
I just closed my eyes and prayed to God, wishing away fear cause life's so hard. And I'm tired of being told what I don't need. But the question is, who the you want me to be? So I keep on faking, I keep on crying, I keep on cutting, I keep on dying, I keep on faking, I keep on crying. But I hear a voice saying, keep on.
Yeah, I came home that night with my head hanging low. And just today, depression's like 8-0. My dad asked, how was your day? The same old, but I'm alright. He's like, way to go. Went to the bathroom, turned on the shower, locked the door, silently cried for hours. Laying on the floor, staring at the ceiling, trying to overcome the scariest feeling. My dad leaves the house, slamming the door. I felt the tremble laying on the bathroom floor. I get up and move to the hallway, pacing. I stop and gaze at the stairs by the basement. Grab my belt, then I headed downstairs. Tied the belt to a rail, then I unfolded the chair. Stepped up, no fear. Belt around my neck, I changed my mind and tried to get down, but then I slipped.
Yes, pretty heavy. Concealed Sorrow by the rappers Theory Has It and Tony Shift from 2011. Here's another Canadian artist, Anna Gutmanis. From her 2012 CD, Glimmer in the Dark is Another Way Out.
Like a man. lashing out against all that he can, especially against all that I am. If we hold these truths to be self-evident, then where is the line creating equality? Where is the justice for all? What's with the attitude? Is it really so hard just to smile? Well, don't expect anything from me when you treat me the way that you do.
The way that you do.
All my words that you misconstrue. That's it, get out now, 'cause you're through. If we hold these truths to be self-evident, then where is the line creating equality? Where is the justice for all? Oh, many times I've watched just to see what you think you
what
can
you
do. But look at where we are now and see the mess that we're in.
We're in.
I can't see how you're better than me. I don't see how you're better than me. Is it fear that leads to your worry? Well, how did you feel as a boy when you wanted to be just like a man? Is this what you saw in your plan? Despising another man. If we hold these truths to be self-evident, then where is the life creating equality? Where is the justice for all? If we hold these truths to be self-evident, then where is the life creating equality? Where is the justice for all? Where is the justice for all?
And how many songs have you heard about gay Boy Scouts? I bet not many, and I hope we don't need any more. That one called Scouts Honor is from 2000 and is by a Seattle artist just going by Pito. I think you'll be able to pick out the common thread of these next three songs. I'm starting the set off with another by Romanowski and Phillips. From 1988 is My Mother's Clothes.
I remember dressing up in my mother's clothes. She had hordes of high-heeled shoes and plenty of pairs of pantyhose. She had wigs to make me look a thousand different ways. Blouses made of silk and lace and evening gowns for days. My mom. Accessories to match. My mother's clothes.
My mother's clothes.
All my dreams came true in my mother's clothes.
We could be a princess from a fairy tale, or Florence Nightingale.
Oh.
she a beauty queen?
Yes, she is.
Oh, Mary Magdalene, sinners we'd forsake in our mother's clothes.
I don't know how to love him. We could be Petula Clark
downtown,
or even Joan of Arc,
burning at the stake in our mother's clothes. That way, not allowed to fantasize.
We become desensitized to all our waking dreams and the endless possibilities of roles that we can play. Now, some of us still dress up in our mother's clothes, and some of us just like to watch. And some look down their nose.
But we've all got an image that we want to convey. And drag is something each of us does every single day.
I love it when my big sister lets me try on her clothes and pretty dresses as I stand in front of her full-length mirror. I mix and match, I have a flair for fashion. I put together eye-catching outfits, then I try them all on and admire myself. But if I wear her clothes to school, it's like I'm breaking some unspoken rule. All the kids make fun of me, they call me a fairy. Who decided what boys and girls should wear? That some clothes are boys' clothes and some clothes are only girls' clothes. It doesn't seem fair to me. So when I grow up, fly away. There's nothing wrong with boys. There's nothing wrong with boys. There's nothing wrong with boys who wear dresses. Some people think I'm messed up because I like to get dressed up, but that doesn't make sense to me because fashion is fun. This outfit is stunning and I look totally awesome. Skinny jeans and halter tops, short shorts with fuchsia flip-flops, sleeveless sequin fancy pantsuits and shiny rhinestone cowgirl boots, handbags with brass snaps on pockets, matching my heels and gold lamé hot pants and mini skirts and sparkly bracelets and blouses with flowers and lacy trim. When I grow up, I'm going to fly away. There's nothing wrong with boys. There's nothing wrong with boys. There's nothing wrong. Because I
In the middle was Kate Reed singing from the perspective of a young boy she knew with the song Boys Who Wear Dresses. And then came Nomalee Brennett and the title track from her 2002 CD, Boy in a Dress. Matthew Clarin released only one album in 2000 named Finally Free. It contained the poignant story called The Prince. And after that, you'll hear Coleman Lindbergh tell about a young boy with a crush on his friend, in a song called 4 Inches Away.
There was a boy, his age was 9. Quiet lad and smart. He seldom spoke and stayed alone, for fear was in his heart. He didn't know the how or why he felt the way he did. He only knew that he felt different from all the other kids. Every now and then, his father read to him. He loved this so, this special time when nightlight's glow was dim. Once upon a time it went, and with it went his fear. 'Cause he felt safe under blankets warm with his father's voice so near. tale about a brave and gentle man, a handsome prince who stirred him so as only magic can. Whenever after finally came, the boy sat up to say, I hope someday I find a prince who will save my day. His father's eyes began to change, a shadow crossed his face. The book was shut, the light turned off, goodnight was said in haste. And in the dark the boy lay still and listened to the wind, and he wondered why his father left without kissing him. As most boys do, he grew with time. The years went by with speed. His features strong and handsome, his eyes a grayish green. He made few friends and tried to love some girls along the way, but his heart stayed shut behind a wall. Why? He would not say. With him to manhood, the secret he kept inside, the wish he had to find his prince and love him till he died. Along with this, and just as strong, that burns him like a flame, there lives in him his father's gift, and this was shame. About his days, a tale of endless aching nightmare. And when he dreams in restless sleep, every once upon a while arrives the prince from long ago, and on his face a smile. Who now are men whose love is shut inside, cause shame and fear betrayed your prince and made him go and hide. Come out and meet your brothers here, and we your soul will lift and help you see your prince is good and loving him. Yes, loving him is a gift.
Just met. We stared up at the stars and only two left. And I just sat there trying to think of funny stuff to say, knowing all the time your end was 4 inches away. Cause I've been waiting in the wings and contemplating risking everything. I might consider letting my guard down if people stuck around. We think we're rivers, we run from where we've been, until one day we dry up and we fall to earth again. Staying or leaving, or just tell me which is worse, when you're hungry for the open road, when you're dying of thirst. everything. No, I'm not letting my guard down if you'd have stuck around. I want you here, I won't be there. My lick is mostly air. I push on you, you push on me. And Dutch is just buzzing energy. How's the weather on the East Coast now? Remember not to let those riches get you down. You know where to find me if you're passing through. But there's nothing big, but I'll make room for you. Room for you. Oh. Just met. We stared up at the stars till only two were left. And I just sat there trying to think of funny shit to say, knowing all the time your hand was 4 inches away. 4 inches away, yeah, yeah. 4 inches away, yeah. 3 inches away, 2 inches away, 10,000 miles away. A thousand miles away, yeah, 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 yeah.
Dreams of Hope is an LGBT youth performance company from Pittsburgh. They do some music, but mostly spoken word pieces, and I'm sharing with you one of those. This was from a 2008 performance, and it's called Gender Identity.
Man, we creamed them.
We crushed them.
Great shot.
That was a nice pass.
They couldn't block you.
Jordan, you're a beast.
I'm so glad you're on our team. I'm so glad you moved here.
Yeah.
So I saw you checking out that Robinson girl.
Yeah, she's hot.
Hey guys, let's go get something to eat.
Yeah. I'm gonna use the restroom first.
Okay. Bathroom's that way.
No, it's this way.
No, that's the girls' bathroom.
Yeah, I know.
So then why are you going that way?
I'm a girl.
You're a girl?
Yeah.
But you look like a guy.
I'm a girl, but you act like a guy. So?
And what about your clothes?
I like my clothes.
What about the Robinson girl?
What about her?
You said she was hot?
She is. So... I'm a lesbian.
You're gay?
That's nasty.
You need therapy.
You're going to hell.
Come on, let's go.
I'm still me.
Perhaps I'm reading too much into this next song. It's about a quite young boy who, in my opinion from the lyrics, has a crush on an adult, though he's too young to really understand that. The writer and singer are both gay, Rob Costin and Grant King. And it had a very limited release on a cassette tape in 1993. Here's Grant King singing James and Me.
James is so big, like a big tall tree. I climb his knees and his elbows. Now I'm riding up high on his shoulders. He says to quit pulling his ears and tickles me. So I'm holding on for real now. James has fuzzy hair. He runs with me and laughs like a bear. Now he spins, we are flying around and around. Everything blurs in a bright green circle. Sun, sky, trees, in a circle around James and me. James has a truck. There is some wood in the back. I ride with James in the front part. We are going to drive to Eureka. We have to buy soil and seeds, and then we'll go to the dinosaurs for French fries. When we're on the way, I will lean my head in the breeze. Watch the clouds, we are flying around and around. Everything blurs in a bright green circle. Sun, sky, trees, in a circle around James and me. Down from the hills, wolves come out at night. We suck their eyes with a flashlight. I don't go out at night by myself, 'cause James said it's too dangerous there. Once I did, and James came out and found me. At night we snuggle up under the quilt he keeps on his bed. I will dream we are flying around and around. Everything blurs bright green circle, sun, sky, trees, in a circle around James and me.
This is J.D. Doyle, and I'm closing this show with songs from two musicals. From the 2008 show, A Perfectly Normal Boy is Just a Little Kid Who Likes Show Tunes. And then I'll play one from a way off Broadway show that is kind of a fairy tale horror story, though you can't really tell that from the title track, Teenage Homo.
Time for you to step up, folks, right this way for your enjoyment. If you're starved for pleasure, I'll feed you. Welcome to my fantasy. It's the one that I concocted. Helps me to escape when I need to. When you're forced to play a part that others want to see you playing, you rely on your imagination, not on trumped-up praying. When the little league is over, peewee football, mini hockey, to the park I run, and then a teeter-totter I will jockey it to be a stage for me. How wonderful to know that every cricket, rockin' bird and tree, it has a chance to see the world exactly in the way I see it. For I'm just a little kid who likes show tunes, Mama. Don't you know they're made of magic? Something very lovely seems to happen when you sing them out. They break the tragic spell that you may find you're in. Take off your hat, stick out your chin, muster all the courage in you, pick a play, then sing away. Just
a little kid who likes show tunes, Mama. What could be better than that?
Just a little kid who likes show tunes, honey. Rodgers Hart and Hammerstein can lift your spirits in a way that will transform you from a bum into a fine man. Porter, Gershwin, Irving B, give me the opportunity to pretend I'm Broadway's baby. I'm the type the critics like. Just a little kid who likes show tunes, honey. What could be better than that? Oh, some say there's no reason to believe in things that cannot be. Better spend your time on what is real. I'll stick with my melodies, squeaky voice and shaky knees.
I'm a quad, but thank God I can feel.
Just a little kid who likes show tunes, Cookie. Open up
and raise those.
Mary Martin, Ethel Merman, Barbara Streisand, follow them.
They're perfect choices.
Don't hold back and you can bet you'll wow them just
like Bernadette. Stick with your initial vision till you found
that you've been crowned diva of the school playground. Just a little kid who likes show tunes, Snookums. Make your world a stage of plenty. Belt them out with all your heart, and for you know it, you're the rage of PS20. Dare to be the favorite clown before they bring the curtain down.
Step into the lights and scenery.
Bottom line, you gotta shine. Just a little kid who likes show tunes, Snookums. What could be better than that?
Felt like I did not belong. I danced to my different drum, waited for role models to come, heroes to make me strong. This rebel had a mighty cause, stuck in Kansas but dreaming of Oz. My childhood wish to dish out the dish, the freedom to swish. I was a teenage homo. I was a teenage homo. Tried so hard to conform. My secret I dared not to speak. Who would wanna be called a freak? My soul a raging storm. Repression was a heavy load, a ticking bomb that's about to explode. The world wants to sneer. I'm living in fear. I'm here and I'm queer. I was a teenage homo. I was a teenage homo. I was a teenage homo. I was a teenage.